Hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Tuesday the 1st of July.
Happy July.
2008. I think June might have been Newspox's lowest ebb in a way. I think we only did like two podcasts, maybe three.
Oh wow.
Should we try and make a vow that we'll do better in July?
Well, we can try. It's very warm.
It is very warm, but it's gonna get cold again.
The nights are drawing in, aren't they?
They are drawing in, you're right. So, Zina, what's the news? What's happened?
eBay has got into trouble.
What's that for?
Well, lots of people list hooky gear.
God, I can't believe
fake
people would do that.
Fake Louis Vuitton bags, fake Chanel handbags, fake this, fake that,
That's the Take That tribute band, isn't it?
Yeah. Tapes of Take That they just recorded off the radio. Take That one side, Julian Clary on the other. That kind of thing. And they've been fined £30 million. Not quite sure who gets this £30 million.
Probably the Crown Prosecution Service or something.
They thought eBay wasn't doing enough to stop the listings.
But then how are eBay supposed to know? They can't.
Well, they've clamped every time I've tried to do it. Certainly clamped down on me pretty fucking quickly.
You know, they can't go around and inspect everybody's goods all the time.
Well, no.
Some
of these fakes are really, really good.
Well, yeah, sometimes it does. Some people, I'm sure people who buy them are aware that it's probably a fake. But it's not. That's not the issue, is it?
People actually...
It's not buy everywhere. It's more if you're a designer, don't get your stuff ripped off to wear.
People like having the fake ones as well.
It shows they're thrifty, which is a good thing in the credit crunchy.
Well, it's ridiculous, isn't it, paying £500 for a fucking handbag. Anybody that actually pays £500 for a handbag should be hung.
That's extreme.
Well, I'm feeling extreme today.
Okay. There's been some news on the Madeleine McCann case today.
Oh, she's had her head crimped, hasn't she?
Yes, yeah. The news is that there is no news. The Portuguese press did report that... don't start yawning, because it'll set me off.
That's a boredom of Madeleine McCann.
Yeah, anyway, the Portuguese press reported that they were going to close the case. The police were going to close the case when the police came out and said, they're not doing anything at the moment. That was the story.
Do you remember when they said that there was so much evidence in the back of the McCann's car? It was almost like spaghetti, the amount of child guts.
Yeah. But it turned out it wasn't.
Mm.
It was just a speck. It was exaggeration, is what that was.
Do you think she's alive?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not psychic. You are, though, so what do you think? Zina's just, she's got her eyes closed now. She's hovering her hands over a cup of tea.
A tea? Oh, a cup of tea.
That's what we've been missing out on.
You haven't made me one.
You haven't made me one.
Outrageous.
Although you'd get me a can of shandy, so.
A can of shandy, not a hand shandy.
No, I've had a can of shandy. There's a lorry full of bees in Canada, and it's had a little accident.
Mm-hmm.
It's fallen over. The bees have all escaped.
What was somebody doing with a lorry load of bees anyway?
Well, this is what happens with bees these days. You know, it's quite an interesting story.
Mm.
Because bees are becoming more and more rare.
Which is,
and honeybees.
You know the story. If we lose bees 4 years later, the human race is gone.
That is a story, though. It's not actual fact.
It is fact.
It isn't fact, because you could never prove that.
Well, I'll prove it by killing all the bees. And then you've got egg on your face, won't you?
I certainly wouldn't have any honey on my face. Anyway, they move bees around so that if you're a farmer with lots of bees,
mm-hmm.
you take them round, you pollinate one load of acacia trees, wherever they get honey from.
Out of the back of a van.
Yeah, and then you take them off. It's a bit like being in a band, being a bee. Right. You go off and you go and do another gig somewhere up the road. And you pollinate some more, and that's why the bees are basically getting knackered out. So lots of the bees are just going, right, had enough of this, and whole swarms of bees just disappear because they've had enough of the lifestyle.
Of travelling around in the back of a van.
Yeah.
are being sent to...
are being basically told to go and eat flowers all the bloody time.
Is it like us being said, right, we've got a new job for you, it's eating,
mm-hmm.
will the chauffeur drive you around to different restaurants, you eat...
constantly.
Everything, and we'll drive you to the next place. And at first you think, yes.
But after a while...
that's the job for me, and then finally it gets a bit much...
you up and leave and go, do you know what, if I never saw another steak again, if I never saw a gammon with a bit of pineapple on it again, I'd be happy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had some lovely carbonara last night.
Is your...
spaghetti carbonara was absolutely delicious.
Where is it from?
Pasta? It was from Spaghetti House.
It's Bella Pasta, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know, I think it's anything.
I think it's the Spaghetti House.
Okay. And I've been there. Was it nice? You liked it a lot. You'd recommend?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's your basic...
it's your basic Italian.
But it's nice. It's...
do the Spaghetti House, they just eat spaghetti?
No, they do other things as well.
Fettuccine?
What's fettuccine?
Action man bow ties. Different shapes of pasta, isn't it?
Oh.
Fettuccine is a bit, it's like a ribbon of pasta. It's a nice one, it's fettuccine.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I'm not sure. To me, I just thought... spaghetti, I'm going to have spaghetti. Because that's bound to be their best thing. Like, if you went to a fish and chip shop, you wouldn't say, oh, can I have the fried... I could have fish and chips. Or
you'd have sausages.
And have a fried dog turd.
No. anyway, the bees, right? They've fallen off the back of the lorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you some bees off the back of the lorry. Yes, but please. It's raining and they don't know what to do. They're a bit stressed because, you know, they don't know where they're going. So they're just sort of hanging around near the lorry, mm-hmm. not quite sure what to do. A bit sad for the bees.
Are they all fat?
I don't know. There's no report of them being particularly fat.
Are the queens really big?
They're massive. You can't. They don't come out of the hive. So they just stay there all day watching Trisha.
Hmm. And getting humped.
That sort of thing, yeah.
They get humped an awful lot.
Oh, they're always getting humped.
There's been another killing.
Is it a stabbing of a teenager?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, well, why'd you bring it up then?
Well, so I'll mention it, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. There's been a theatre opened in Perth in Australia, and it's been named in honour of Heath Ledger. It's a 575-seater theatre.
Nice size.
There's no indication what it's actually called, though. But it has been named in his honour.
Well, Heath Ledger.
Is it called the Heath Ledger Theatre, do you think? Maybe we should rename our theatre after a dead person.
Bernard Manning.
Bernard Manning.
He's the first person that springs to mind. Or...
to be honest, the person who springs to mind is Richard Byers, but he's still alive. But when he does die, can we change the name? He won't die, will he? Not never.
No.
Okay.
Certainly not for another 15 years, and I hope we're not here in 15 years.
I hope we're not here. That'd be awful.
I think he'll live to be 100.
Good. Good news, though. Oh, there's reason for him living.
Happy birthday, Richard Pryor.
There's reason for him living.
Oh, yeah.
Bros might be doing a comeback. And with Craig as well. Oh. Not just the twinnies, Craig as well. It's on the cards. It's good, isn't it?
That's really good. So we need to have crisp white shirts tucked into some stonewashed denims.
We need to get hold of those Grolsch bottle
Martins,
tops.
Yeah. Some bottle tops.
Will our denims... will we have a slight turn-up?
We'll have a turn-up.
White socks?
We'll have a little denim jacket or a little maybe red...
a little red leather jacket. That's what I want, yeah. Cropped leather jacket in red.
Yeah, anything cropped, really. And...
brilliant.
That'd be great.
I'd see a Bros come back. Quite amusing.
Are they doing like the Thingamy Bob tour?
No, I think they're going to do their own special tour, but they might be overestimating how much people want to see them. I suppose I was never a Brosette, so there were plenty of them around, weren't they? They were big at the time.
They were very, very big. Were you a Brosette?
I just said I wasn't a Brosette. If you hadn't spent your whole of this podcast texting, you'd have listened to me say that I wasn't a Brosette. Just 30 seconds ago.
But you do know that even if you'd have said it, even if I hadn't have been texting.
There's a new report.
Is there a report?
Texting. Yeah, there's a new report out. Texting destroys your sex drive. It has a massive effect on your libido. Some just report's been done, yeah. And it also says if you text all the time, you're a spaz. So the report's kind of...
Somebody wants to hire the theatre.
Sorry?
Somebody wants to hire the theatre.
What, by text?
Yes.
What for?
Margaret.
Margaret? She can't have it.
That shook you up. Prince of Wales earned a cool $16 million last year.
Nice! He's suddenly got more attractive, hasn't he? But is that from selling his biscuits and shit?
But he paid less tax because he's managed to beef up his expenses a bit more.
That's easy. Kept his photocopy and receipts.
You know what I'd do to him?
Do you know what he's been doing? He's been finding bus tickets on the floor and just putting them in and claiming them as expenses. What would you do if you were him?
What I'd do to him?
Oh, okay. So.
Hang him.
Well, I think he certainly has spent £500 on a handbag in the past. Not necessarily for himself, but probably for his mum.
Probably for Diana. Yeah. Probably for Diana.
She's an expensive taste, isn't she? That's why he got rid of her. Glastonbury happened. Got any reaction to Glastonbury? I didn't see any of it. What do you think of Amy Winehouse punching a fan?
Well, I think it's quite sad that there's... I've heard that Jay-Z did very, very, very well, but all the coverage has been about Amy Winehouse.
But the thing is with Jay-Z, I'm not in any way opposed to having a hip-hop star as the headline act. But I do slightly. Well, I mean, I've heard of Jay-Z, but what has he ever done? Can you sing any of his songs? All I know is that he'd done the bit in the middle of Crazy in Love. He did the rap in that. But he couldn't do that for an hour.
Crazy bed, no.
But, if it was Eminem... That'd be better, because I know some of his songs. Or, say, Criss Cross, because I know Jump Jump, and they'd have their clothes on backwards.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind that. Other hippity hoppity bands.
We don't know, we're not really into hip-hop, are we?
We're not, but I'm just saying, the person... I mean, but then actually, they slag off Jay-Z, Kings and Leon. I mean, I don't think they're that big, are they? I don't know. Maybe it's just because I don't like them that much. I mean, they seem all right. But
were they on as well?
They were the headline of the Friday night. And to be honest, all the headline acts were a bit ropey, because usually it's someone really good, isn't it, that everyone would want to see, like Radiohead. But this year,
I just think what, it's a shame that the papers just printed pictures of Amy Winehouse.
It is a shame, yes.
And I read a little story about... read a little story about somebody who'd left their tent and came back to find that somebody had used their tent as a toilet and used their clothes as toilet paper.
I never, ever, ever want to go to a festival, I think. It would drive me nuts. I don't know. I like the idea of it, but then that sort of thing. Why?
Well, it's undignified.
It is undignified. Was it you who had the shit in the tent, though?
I don't know, do you like animals?
What's this an advert for?
Lastminute.com.
Or is it just a load of lilos?
It's a load of pink lilos, yeah. It's quite a good advert. A man got trapped in...
I'm trapped like a boomerang.
He fell asleep next to a bin. Somehow got...
Was it Colonel Abrahams?
Moved up with the trash into the back of the...
Trash? Did you just say trash?
Yeah.
Where are we? Are we in America? I think you'll find it's called rubbish.
Got scraped up with the trash into rubbish. The back of the... Into the back of the trash truck. The grouch.
What about the garbage?
And almost was killed. Almost was cut in half.
What was he doing in the bin in there?
Well, you're not interested.
Oh, yeah. Why was he in the bin?
No, you don't want to know.
What's that?
It's brilliant.
Is it
a pangolin. Who is a cross between armadillo, hedgehog and anteater.
I've seen one of them. There's a stuffed one in the Horny Man Museum.
He looks like a mini dinosaur or an unravelled pine cone.
He's lovely.
He's usually found in Africa or on the arm of a lady with an expensive handbag.
Do you remember, you won't remember this, you probably weren't even listening first when it happened, but it was ages ago. We talked about there's an experiment happening with some spam, and they gave those people computers and said, look, just go surf the internet, don't have any spam filters on, don't have anything, just see, and, you know, sign up for stuff, do whatever you like, let's see how much spam you get. And they did this experiment in lots of different countries, and turns out people get a lot of spam as a result. Mainly American. In America, they got twice as much as they did here in this country. America, awful. But the figures are kind of meaningless. They go, oh, they got this many spam emails, but it doesn't really. It's in a month. Actually, it's, but it does. It says all. It's all of them in total. So in the US, the total participants, but it doesn't say how many there were. So the figures are meaningless, but this I found interesting is that what the most popular spam categories are. Number one is advertisements, which I kind of thought was what all spam was, really. Two, financial, so I guess that's kind of phishing things, perhaps. Health and medicine, adult services, free stuff, education, so that's get your
free diploma.
IT related, which would be get Adobe Photoshop for £2. Money making, which I don't really get very much.
I don't think they've explained it very well.
Credit cards, and then watch adverts. It's not a very well written thing. No. But I was interested in watch ads, because you do get a lot of watch spam, don't you? Oh, look, here's a great watch. It's interesting that watches in particular have chosen spam as a way to market themselves. Mm. Where, you know, why not other jewellery? Or other timepieces, you know, clocks. You never get one for a clock. Grandfather clocks.
The mobile phone has taken away from the need to have a watch. I wonder if like alarm clocks and things will also need to.
Oh no, an alarm clock's not. Well, I suppose.
Radio
alarm clock. But people still buy all these things separately, because the thing is, once one bit, if you have a built-in thing, once one thing's gone wrong, then the rest of it goes. I still have two alarm clocks.
Like your ovaries.
Yeah. The thing about watches, though, you could always. The best thing about watches is that you can tell if you've got a tan line. And I slightly have, I noticed yesterday, even though I haven't even been out in the sun. Slightly pale.
You know what watch House was. Would say?
What?
He'd say you've had your watch on too tight.
He'd never say that.
Yes, he would, and then he'd storm out. And go in and speak to
Cutty. And then would I get off with him?
And go and speak to Cutty.
Cutty!
I've listened over and over again.
Look at the label.
And it's Cutty.
Look at the label on her door, her office.
Cutty.
Were
you a brossette? What? Were you? There were a few in my class at school.
Were there?
Rachel Fielding was a huge brossette.
Really?
Later on, she liked things like White Snake, ooh, Bon Jovi.
I had some affinity to Bros, because they were the same management as Pet Shop Boys.
Right.
So it had to kind of a bit like them for that reason, but I didn't act. But actually, I quite like Bros, but I wasn't a Brosette. I didn't dress up like them. Or go, Matt, Luke, outside gigs. I did see some people doing that once they were at the Smash It's Poland's party.
The Smash It's Poland's party. People have been slagging off Charlotte Church because she says she wants 6 kids.
Why have they slagged her off? She can afford them.
Bad for the environment. No.
Well, I mean, do you know what? There's an argument for that, but she can afford to have them. She's going to look after them, I'm sure, so why shouldn't she? What if one of her kids, imagine the spawn of Gavin and Charlotte.
Really fast singer.
With amazing hair.
Great tips and a lovely sense of humour.
And perhaps they'll become Prime Minister. You know. Who knows what the future holds?
Ken Livingstone starting
your friend
his
Ken?
New... Yeah, I'll have what Ken's having.
What was Ken having?
He was having a pint of Peroni.
A pint of Peroni?
Yeah, he had a pint of Peroni. It was almost like a vase. It was huge. So I just, I'll have what Ken's having.
Yeah, that must have been quite strong.
And then he had sandwiches, ham, thick cut sandwiches with ham and chutney.
Chutney.
He added his own chutney.
Like a pickle?
He was like a pickle lily.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I say to that?
Kim Cattrall is going out with Mohammed Al-Fayed.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. Well, similar age.
Similar age. Similar look.
Similar look. And
they both like shiny things, don't they?
They'll get on. I think he might appear in the next Sex and the City film.
Is there going to be another one?
Yeah.
It's going to happen, isn't it?
Similar stuff, really. Probably Carrie and Big will decide they want to have children. Although they've done that storyline with Charlotte and thinking.
You know what's going to happen to Charlotte in the next film? She's going to be on a train. She's going to put her head out the window and it's going to get chopped off. Then she's going to kick it down the line.
Oh, they've done cancer as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't think there's anywhere much for them to go.
They'll find somewhere to go with it. Be such a...
What if they do something about the credit crunch and they can't afford to buy any new shoes anymore and they start their own shoe factory?
Could be.
That brings up some issues.
Maybe Samantha's cancer might come back. Button might come off one of Carrie's dresses.
What will happen to Miranda? Will she be a bit snippy? Because she's redhead.
She'll be a bit snippy.
Well, there you go then. That's that film. We should copyright that. That's amazing stuff. To be honest, that's a little bit more than happened in the recent film. The first Sex and the City film.
Oh. Both happened in it. It was brilliant.
Well, that dog will be in it again though, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be a different one.
Different one. Okay, but you'll still do all the shagging.
Yeah.
That's the best bit.
Maybe what's his face will come back from LA.
Smith?
Yeah. Smith.
He was in House the other day.
Was he?
Yeah. He was a superstar in House's favourite so. It's a bit I haven't really paid that much attention to this. Right, I think that's probably it, isn't it?
I'll tell you what's in fashion.
What's in... That's brilliant. What's that?
Teapots.
Oh. I've got a teapot. Betty. What was that?
Your teapot is not fashionable.
No, she's quite, matronly.
Does she have a fanny?
No.
Why have you given her a name?
Because it says Betty on her bottom. She's called Betty.
Is that not the make of the teapot?
Yeah. Betty.
Do you call the fridge Iowa?
No.
Do you call your computer Toshiba?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
If it was called, Mike or something, I'd
do you call your jeans the Levi's?
Yeah, Levi Roots.
Switch this thing off.
Yeah, it's been a bit lacklustre, but I think it's because of the heat.
It's the heat.
It's made us go a bit melty.
And also, just getting back into the swing of things, really.
Well, we haven't really ever got, we haven't got back into the swing of things. We've got to make a commitment. Like Robert Mugabe.
If my life's for rent and I don't learn to buy, I deserve nothing more than agony. If my life's for rent. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, and on that note, which I think was a flat E, we'll be finishing.
Very good, now shut up. Yeah.